I tend to make quite a lot of content. I'm going to be honest with you, I probably have a social media addiction. I'm trying to work on that, but also when I speak, I process my thinking out loud. That does help me. What would also help me, because I am in the Creativity Beta program and have been for several months now, since I have been in there, my stuff, I don't get pushed out. The Creative Fund before, it didn't do an awful lot, but if I had a short video go viral, then I'd get a little bit from it. I've never collected any of the money that I've got from TikTok yet, by the way, since I've been in the Creativity Beta thing. Now, I've seen that some people do really, really well out of it. Like, I think my content strikes a chord. It's useful for people in my community, at the very least. I only seem to get videos that pop off when I go to the wrong side of TikTok. So when people want to be mean, basically, they start being unpleasant to me and I end up getting in a mess. Just for clarity, for those of you who do want to support me, if you watch a video of mine that is longer than a minute, and I always put somewhere on how long my videos are, if it's over a minute and it's not a duet or a stitch, it can be eligible for the creativity program. If you watch at least 5 seconds and interact in some other ways as well, that will count as a qualified view and it will help push things out to other people on the algorithm. However, I am skeptical now, because whereas my longer videos did used to get pushed out a little bit, and I did used to get quite an interesting range of engagement since I've been in the scheme, I don't think it's a shadow ban. If anyone is still here, great, thank you. I've had £1.50-ish, £1.55 I think I saw last time I had a look.